Welcome to a personal growth episode of the IP Management Voice. In our personal growth series, we'll guide you on how to enhance your IP system contribution and maximize your professional impact. Tune in to gain valuable insights to help you advance personally and in your career as an IP expert. In this episode, you'll learn how IP experts transform technical depth into digital authority. We break down the IP subject matter expert model, focusing on using authenticity and consistency to build trust with key decision makers and drive business growth.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really unlocking a kind of digital blueprint for a very specific group, experts in intellectual property. Our mission, to distill the really essential systematic insights from a key white paper. It's all about how you in the IP community can leverage LinkedIn. And not just for basic networking, but for, well, deep digital visibility and ultimately real business development. You know, if you've maybe thought of LinkedIn as just a place to park your resume online, this deep dive, I think, will totally reframe that. Our sources are pretty clear. LinkedIn has really evolved. It's now, arguably, the world's most influential professional stage. So for IP experts, patent attorneys, trademark specialists, valuation experts, you name it, it's become an indispensable instrument. It helps you move from maybe being a bit hidden in your technical expertise to becoming a visibly recognized authority.
Exactly. And the context here is crucial, right? You need to understand the professional landscape it operates in. This deep dive confirms that LinkedIn's core, its professional DNA, makes it the sort of default place for research and validation. Think about it. When a big company needs advice on a massive patent case, or maybe a startup needs to lock down its brand, where do they first check someone out? Increasingly, it's LinkedIn. So we're really talking about how you turn that deep technical knowledge, which is often quite hidden, into, well, undeniable visible authority.
Right. So we're moving past just, you know, posting occasionally and hoping someone notices. We're getting to a structured, systematic strategy today, and that includes a close look at a specific method called the IP subject matter expert model. Okay, so let's start with the basics. What really fundamentally sets LinkedIn apart from, say, X or Facebook, especially when we're dealing with sensitive stuff like patents and trademarks?
Well, it really comes down to the user's intent, what the source calls its professional DNA. See, unlike platforms maybe built more for entertainment or just social chats, LinkedIn was built for careers, for sharing knowledge, for business interactions. And that specific context, it frames every single interaction, every comment, every share. It tends to filter out a lot of the casual noise you see elsewhere. And crucially for IP pros, it creates an environment where trust is not just expected, it's necessary. I mean, when you're discussing how to protect valuable assets, that trust is basically your professional currency. And then there's just the sheer scale of it. Over 1 billion members globally. That kind of visibility potential is, well, it's huge. IP work is inherently cross-border, isn't it? A patent filed here affects strategy everywhere. LinkedIn lets experts push their visibility way beyond, you know, their usual geographic or maybe institutional boundaries. You can reach decision makers in Singapore or Munich or Silicon Valley pretty much all at once.
That scalability is definitely key. But I want to push back just a little on that trust aspect. LinkedIn feeds are getting pretty crowded, lots of self-promotion, sometimes even spam. So how does an IP expert actually maintain that serious professional authority in such a noisy space?
Okay, that's really the core challenge the white paper tackles, because the IP expert doesn't just need reach, you need qualified reach, people who actually matter. And the platform, despite the noise, still gives you pretty direct access to key decision makers. We're talking titles like corporate R&D heads, chief innovation officers, founders, in-house IP counsel, the people you need to connect with for business development.
Which means you could potentially bypass some of the traditional gatekeepers.
Exactly. Yeah, LinkedIn can drastically shorten that path from, say, a connection request to a really meaningful professional conversation. Plus, there's the immediacy factor. Think about it. Compare sharing an insight on a major Supreme Court IP ruling today versus, you know, submitting an article to a law journal and maybe waiting 6 months to see it published. LinkedIn offers real-time thought leadership, and it rewards consistency.
Okay, so let's talk positioning. This seems like the first big step in that systematic approach. It's clearly more than just uploading a photo. It's about turning years of experience into, as you said, visible authority, almost magnetic. So for our listener who's likely a highly skilled technical professional, what are the absolute must-haves, the cornerstones of a strong personal brand on LinkedIn?
Right. The profile is absolutely foundational. It's your digital shop window, essentially. The sources say you need to focus on three main pillars. First is authentic positioning. This means defining a really clear, maybe even narrow, focus area, something that links your technical skills to specific business outcomes. So don't just say, I handle patents. Be specific, like IP strategist for medical device tech focusing on EU market entry, something like that. And you need to back that up, maybe with insights or anonymized case studies. Then the second pillar is your unique selling proposition, or USP. This has got to jump out immediately. In your headline, definitely in the About section, maybe in featured content, you know, the average user scans a profile for just seconds. Your USP needs to instantly answer. Why you? Why not the next expert in the search results? It has to convey your distinct value fast.
Can you give an example, like a generic IP headline versus a really strong one?
Sure. A generic one might just be patent attorney at XYZ firm. Pretty standard, but a powerful, authentic one using that principle of linking expertise to business value might be something like accelerating SaaS scale-ups, strategic IP portfolio management for rapid global expansion. See the difference? It connects the technical skill IP portfolio management directly to a business outcome, helping SaaS companies scale globally. Much more compelling. And the third pillar, it's consistency. Simple but critical. If you're posting about, say, renewable energy patents one week and then jump to IP valuation theory the next, you're kind of fracturing your own narrative. Every single activity you post, the comments you leave, even articles you share, it all needs to reinforce that one clear, powerful story about who you are and what you do. That's how you build recognition and ultimately trust over the long term.
Okay, this is where the structure part gets really interesting, I think. I found it compelling that the source really emphasizes meeting systematic support. They mention IPBA Connect, and just for clarity, that's linked to the IP Business Academy, the source of the white paper, helping with things like banner design or optimizing the About section.
Yeah, and that kind of systematic help isn't just a nice to have. For busy experts, it's almost a necessity for efficiency. Let's face it, IP experts should be solving complex client problems, right? Not spending hours fiddling with LinkedIn banner specs or keyword optimization. Structured support makes sure those foundational branding pieces are solid and consistent right from the start. It helps experts avoid those common positioning mistakes that can really undermine credibility without them even realizing it.
All right, let's shift gears to content. The white paper calls it the engine turning visibility into real engagement. Now, if I'm an expert, and my whole world revolves around technical accuracy, often using very specific legal jargon, how do I create content that doesn't just, you know, fly over the heads of the business audience, the ones who are actually making the decisions?
Yeah, this is probably the single biggest hurdle for many in the IP community. The focus has to shift. It needs to move away from pure technical depth being 100% precise for other specialists towards business relevance. Maybe aiming for, say, 80% technical accuracy, but ensuring it's 100% understandable to a non-specialist executive. You absolutely have to translate those complex subjects into insights that clearly impact things like revenue or risk or competitive advantage. The sources really stress accessibility. So, for instance, instead of deep diving into the weeds of a Section 101 patent eligibility challenge you might discuss, five ways a recent court ruling could impact your software patent strategy and what it means for your next funding round. See, the goal is always to convey your authority, yes, but without overwhelming the non-specialists. Honestly, the IP experts who get good at simplifying complex ideas, they're the ones who capture the attention of those key corporate decision makers.
But there's a huge technical challenge here too, right? Because IP professionals live and breathe confidentiality. How can you practice storytelling with real cases, which the source really pushes for, when you absolutely cannot name clients or reveal proprietary tech?
That requires a very careful, disciplined balancing act, both ethically and legally.
Are you an IP professional looking to grow your practice through digital channels? Then check out the resource hub linked in the show notes. It's built specifically for IP experts who want to improve their visibility and attract new clients. You'll find tools, templates, and strategies for content marketing, LinkedIn, business development, and much more. Everything is designed to help you grow smarter without needing to become a marketing expert yourself. Take a look and see what fits your goals. End of advertisement.
The deep dive suggests using anonymization creatively, but it has to be thorough. You don't mention the client, obviously not the jurisdiction, not the specific patent and technology. Instead, you focus on generalizing the type of problem and the nature of the solution. So you might say something like, a client in the manufacturing space faced a major hurdle when a competitor filed a similar design patent. Our strategy involved leveraging deep prior art discovery, which led to a successful opposition, ultimately saving the client potentially years of costly litigation. See, that illustrates the value you bring without breaching any confidentiality. And this also leads us into thinking about formats. Short text posts, great for quick news updates or insights, but for explaining those trickier concepts like, say, the difference between provisional and non-provisional patents or how you even value an IP portfolio. Things like carousels, those multi-slide posts, or short, easily digestible videos can be incredibly effective. They work as visual aids, simplifying complexity for a wider audience. And that's key for getting noticed by both people and the algorithm.
Okay, so we need that rhythm, that consistency. Let's talk pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
What are the common mistakes that just instantly torpedo the credibility an IP expert has worked so hard to build?
Top of the list, according to the source, over-promotion. Easily the biggest mistake. If your LinkedIn feed just looks like a series of ads for your services, people tune out. Fast. Credibility comes from genuine dialogue, from providing real value, not just broadcasting hire me messages. The sources suggest something like an 80-20 rule as a guideline. 80% value in engagement, maybe 20% actual promotion.
And what about that common problem of posting sporadically?
Yeah. Irregular activity. That's another killer. You know, posting intensely for a couple of weeks, then total radio silence for months. It's bad for the algorithm, which likes consistency, and it's bad for human perception too. You lose momentum. The other major pitfall is ignoring the audience perspective. Basically, getting lost in excessive jargon and technical detail that only another specialist could possibly understand or care about. For LinkedIn visibility, especially with decision makers, clarity has to come first, even if it means slightly simplifying the technical accuracy.
Which brings us nicely back to the systematic solution. Moving from sort of hoping for consistency to actually implementing a process, let's really define this core methodology, the IP subject matter expert model. What exactly is it? And how does it function to create that systematic ongoing visibility?
Okay, so the IP subject matter expert model is essentially a structured, systematic pathway. It's designed to really professionalize an expert's LinkedIn presence. You can think of it almost like an outsourced engine for building digital authority. It aims to replace guesswork and inconsistency with a tested, reliable structure. Typically, the model follows a defined process. Could be profile audit, nailing down the USP, creating a content bank, setting up systematic distribution, and then reviewing performance. It mainly focuses on two core functions that really drive efficiency for the expert. The first is content creation support. This is where that translation happens. The expert provides the core IP insight, the deep knowledge, and the support system helps refine it into content that's ready for the LinkedIn audience, making sure the language, the tone, the themes are all optimized for engagement.
So the expert provides the technical substance, the what? And the model helps shape the how, the communication part.
Precisely. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And the second key function is systematic distribution. This is absolutely vital for multiplying reach beyond just your immediate connections. Posts aren't just passively published to the expert's own network. They're actively amplified, often through multiple relevant professional channels. In this specific case, the paper talks about using the IP Business Academy's IPBA Connect features and its associated networks to boost that reach.
Okay, but hang on. If these posts are being systematically pushed out through external channels, doesn't that risk diluting the personal connection that LinkedIn is supposed to be about? Doesn't it feel a bit like, I don't know, mass marketing and less authentic?
That's a really important question, a valid concern. The model tries to counteract that potential dilution in a couple of ways. First, by ensuring the content itself stays absolutely rooted in the expert's genuine voice and knowledge. It's still their insight. And second, the focus remains on sparking dialogue, not just broadcasting. The amplification, say through IPBA Connect, it isn't just about shouting louder. It integrates the expert's personal profile with other professional features, things like blogs, newsletters, maybe specialized interest groups. So what you get is more like hybrid visibility. Instead of dilution, the aim is actually to increase credibility, because the expert is seen not just as an individual, but as a contributing member of a recognized quality assured network, in this case, the IP Business Academy network. And the big practical benefit, it saves the expert a huge amount of time and helps ensure they consistently hit their visibility goals month after month without sacrificing client work.
That framing around quality assured integration, yeah, that's a smart way to tackle the authenticity concern. Okay, so looking down the road then, what does the future look like? How can IP experts make sure their strategy, even a systematic one, stays ahead of the curve?
Well, the digital landscape is always shifting, isn't it? The white paper flags three key trends that are really reshaping professional visibility right now. First, no surprise, the expanding role of artificial intelligence, AI. AI tools are getting better at analyzing engagement data. They can tell you which types of patent or trademark topics really resonate with your specific target audience. They can suggest content improvements, maybe even help draft initial post structures. This frees up the expert to focus less on the writing mechanics and more on validating the core message. Efficiency gains, basically. Second, dynamic formats are becoming increasingly important. We touched on this. Audiences, especially busy decision makers, are just drawn more and more to things like quick video summaries, webinars, interactive polls. So for an IP expert, this might mean, I don't know, a one-minute video explaining a recent software IP licensing case, or maybe hosting a brief live Q&A on the impact of a new trade secrets ruling. Things that are engaging and simplify complexity.
That visual simplification seems absolutely critical for such a technical field.
Absolutely. And the third trend is the rise of micro-communities. This is interesting. Instead of just focusing only on growing a massive, broad network, experts might get more value from participating actively in smaller, highly specialized groups. Think maybe a private LinkedIn group just for R&D managers in the pharma sector, for example. These allow for really targeted high trust conversations, and those conversations are far more likely to convert into actual client relationships than broad generic posting. So the future seems to be about combining that broad LinkedIn presence with very focused niche engagement.
This has been a really fantastic deep dive. We've essentially laid out the blueprint for professional digital success, specifically within the IP sector. So to recap for you, the listener, real success here means moving away from just occasional effort towards systematic execution. That involves systematic positioning, getting that unique selling proposition crystal clear. It means consistent content, finding that rhythm, translating technical depth into business relevance. And it requires active community engagement, maybe amplified through structures like the IP subject matter expert model we discussed.
And maybe just a final quick checklist, pulling directly from the source material. Treat your profile like a live dynamic document. Keep it optimized. Keep it complete. Crucially, track your analytics. See what's working, what isn't. Don't just post into the void. Adapt based on data. And remember, their definition of regular posting just to maintain basic algorithmic visibility and signal professionalism is clearly stated as at least once per week. That seems to be the minimum cadence needed to be taken seriously in this context.
All right. So we've talked a lot about how LinkedIn is about building trust, building that visible authority, which the source is directly linked to concepts like social selling and the conversion funnel, like, you know, moving someone from just seeing your content to actually becoming a client. So given this strong emphasis on trust and visibility built through a systematic process, here's a final thought to leave you with. If you looked at your own LinkedIn activity right now today, could you clearly map out, say, five specific steps you consistently take? Steps that reliably move a new contact from simply seeing one of your insightful posts, all the way through to potentially becoming a paying client via an established social selling process. If you can't quite map out that funnel yet, maybe your system isn't quite complete. Something to mull over until our next deep dive.
Thanks for tuning into this personal growth episode. You can find more in-depth resources on this topic and many others in our resource hub, linked in the show notes. And remember, if you have questions about personal growth or boosting your IP system contribution, feel free to reach out anytime.